गजाहवायातिथ पाद पादनी अन्वाकमत् पुण्याचिकेशयोर्व्याम् अधिष्ठितो यानि सहस्रमूर्ति. Translation: by his piety, Vidura achieved the advantages of the pious Kauravas. After leaving Hastinapura, he took shelter of many places of pilgrimage, which are the Lord's lotus feet, with a desire to gain a high order of pious life. He traveled to holy places where thousands of transcendental forms of the Lord are situated. So Prabhupada explains how Vidura was a very highly elevated and pious soul. One of the qualifications is to take birth in a high family, to possess wealth, to be highly learned, to be greatly beautiful. This all due to pious deeds in the past. But such pious results are not enough to get the grace of the Lord. Therefore, Vidura, he considered himself less pious and decided to travel to the great places of pilgrimage in the world in order to achieve greater piety and advance nearer to the Lord. Krishna was present on the planet, but he didn't approach Krishna directly because he didn't feel free enough from sin. So he wanted to get free. So we need to get free from the effects of sin, and that one of the ways is to visit the holy places. Prabhupada explains that places of pilgrimage are meant for eradicating the sins of the pilgrims, and they are distributed all over the universe to give facility to all concerned for attaining their pure existence and God realization. One should not be satisfied, however, merely by visiting the places of pilgrimage and performing one's duties. Two things one should do. One should be eager to meet the great souls who are already there, engaged in the service of the Lord. And in each and every place of pilgrimage, the Lord is present in His various transcendental forms, or vigrahas. These forms are called archa murtis, or forms of the Lord which can be easily appreciated by the common man. The Lord is transcendental to our mundane senses. He cannot be seen with our present eyes, nor can He be heard with our present ears. To the degree that we have entered into the service of the Lord, or to the proportion to which our lives are freed from sins, we can perceive the Lord. And even though we are not freed from sins, the Lord is kind enough to allow us the facility of seeing Him in His archa murtis, or worshipable deity form, in the temple. The Lord is all-powerful, and therefore He is able to accept our service by presentation of His archa, or worshipable form. No one should foolishly think that the archa in the temple to be an idol. Such an archa murti is not an idol, but the Lord Himself. And to the proportion to which one is free from sins, he is able to know the significance of the archa murti. The guidance of a pure devotee is therefore always required. In the land of Bharatavarsha, there are many hundreds and thousands of places of pilgrimage distributed all over the country. And by the traditional practice, the common man visits such holy places during all seasons of the year. Some of the archa representations of the Lord situated different places of pilgrimage are mentioned herewith. The Lord is present at Mathura the birthplace of Lord Krishna as Adi Keshava. The Lord is present at Puri, Orissa, as Lord Jagannatha, Jagannath Swami Ki, also known as Purushottama. He is present at Allahabad Prayag as Bindu Madhava. At Mandara Hill, he is present as Madhusudana. In the Anandaranya, he is known as Vasudeva, Padmanava, and Janardana. At Vishnu Kanchi, he is known as Vishnu. And at Mayapur, he is known as Hari. There are millions and billions of such archa forms of the Lord distributed all over the universe. All these archa murtis are summarized in Chaitanya Charitamrita in the following words: Sarvatra Prakasha Tara Bhakti Sukadite Jagatera Dharmonasi Dharmastapite. The Lord has so distributed Himself all over the universe just to give pleasure to the devotees, to give the common man facility to eradicate his sins, and to establish religious principles in the world. So there are thousands of places of pilgrimage in Bharatvarsha, but we want to make place of pilgrimage in Malaysia. This deity form is meant to eradicate the sins and to give you happiness. How many of you want to be happy? Okay. So it's very useful. In the scripture it said, because we are not able to see the spiritual form of the Lord, therefore we can request Him, since He is all-powerful and all-pervasive, to be present in a deity form. And that ceremony is called deity installation, which we're going to do here in a few minutes, to invite the Lord to come here and accept your worship. How many of you want to worship the Lord? Okay, because of your desire, Lord is coming. How many desire the Lord to come? Haribol. So this Pancha Tattva deities are very special because they have all the five absolute truths are in there, embodied in them. The Supreme Truth, the expansion of Supreme Truth, the incarnation of Supreme Truth, the energy of Supreme Truth, and the pure devotees of the Supreme Truth. These are all embodied in Pancha Tattva. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivas Arigor Bhaktivinoda. We're doing here a simple invitation for the Lord. If we do a very elaborate invitation, invocation, then we have to do a very elaborate worship. Since here we are in a small center, we'll do a simple invocation, simple installation, so that you can also be worshiping simply. But this is give all of you opportunity to do service. Prabhupada explains in the next verse, these archa forms of the Lord may be considered idols by the atheists, but that does not matter for persons like Vidura or his many other servants. The forms of the Lord are mentioned in the scripture as Ananta Linga. Such forms of the Lord have unlimited potency, the same as that of the Lord Himself. There is no difference between the potencies of the archa and those are the personal forms of the Lord. The example of the post office box and post office may be applied here. The little post boxes distributed all over the city have the same potency as the postal system in general. the duty of the post office to carry letter from one place to another. If one puts the letters in the post box authorized by the general post office, the function of carrying letter is performed without a doubt. Similarly, the Archimurti can also deliver the same unlimited potency of the Lord as when he is personally present. Vidura therefore could see nothing but Krishna in the different archa or worshipable forms. Archa means worshipable. And ultimately he was able to realize Krishna alone and nothing else. So we're very fortunate. You are all very fortunate that Lord is going, his archa form is going to manifest. So just like a post office box, you can put the letter in, it will get to the destination. Whatever service you offer to the deity, Krishna is directly accepting. And he can also give the mercy directly. It says that there, the deity form, each one is a form of the Lord. The all Lord is one, but here there are so many forms. So though each one is like they have in computer, you can get many outlets. From one computer you can have a LAN, local area network, wide area network. So like this, each one is linked into the same Krishna, linked in to this all network together in a transcendental way. Not a very good example, but very crude. But somehow, just to make it easier to understand, they didn't have local area networks when Prabhupada wrote the book. So we are connected. Now, in the same way, but each of the deities can have their own pastimes. So that's why it's called Lila Vichitra. Each one has his own pastimes. So one deity, just like in India you have the different deity pastimes, Jagannath goes on a Rath Yatra and has Snan Yatra, and now he's having Chandan Yatra, putting the sandalwood on his head. Where in the Kirchha Gopinath deity, the deity took one pot of sweet rice from the offering, kept behind his cloth. And then in a dream, the pujari was told that you come and get this cloth. I took it to give to one devotee, Madhavendra Puri. The pujari went and found that, in fact, behind the deity's clothes, there was one pot of sweet rice hidden. So the deity became a thief. He stole one pot, so he became Kirchur, sweet rice thief. Kirchur Gopinath. There's one Sakshi Gopal. One devotee prayed before the Lord, made him as a witness. Later, he needed him to witness for him. So the Lord walked all the way from Vrindavan to Jagannath Puri's side. Even though he's a stone deity, he walked all the way because to fulfill the promise to his devotee. Like this, there are many different pastimes that different deities have. These are miraculous pastimes, or maybe very simple. In Mayapur, we have our Jagannath deities. Sometime there was no more ghee in the lamp, and somebody came and said, I can't see Jagannath, I don't believe he's here. And then all of a sudden from the ghee lamp, a light shoot up like a propane gas lamp, and then he could see. The pujari said, there are no more ghee, the Lord gave you his own light. And then the person begged forgiveness and went around. How he doubted the Lord. The many pastime like this is Jagannath in Mayapur does miraculous things. So we hope your Panchatattva here will perform many miracles for all of you and give you the miracle to all be happy, which is the hardest thing in this world. This world is designed such a way that people become unhappy. Just like if you go in a casino, it's designed that the casino wins, you lose. Some temporarily, sometimes somebody wins, but overall, only the casino wins. That's why they're doing it as a business. So this world is called as Dukkhalaya. It's a place of suffering. But everybody is hoping to be happy. But not always they're successful. Usually we're not. But the secret is, if you're serving the Lord, you'll be always happy. Because He's the owner of the whole material world. When you're serving Him, you become transcendental to the laws of this material world. We're mainly suffering because we're doing sins. We're harming others, we're harming ourselves, so we get the reaction. But when we're serving the Lord, we become free of sins, so naturally we become happy. So this is the secret. So this, we hope that you all come and do very simple services. Some more words here. There's a pastime about Uddhava, the friend of Krishna. Uddhava was considered to be the best among all devotees of that time, and therefore he was directly instructed by the Lord's grace, so that people might take advantage of Uddhava's knowledge after the disappearance of the Lord from the vision of the world. This is one of the reasons why Uddhava was advised to go to Badarik Ashrama, where the Lord is personally represented by the Naranarayana deity. One who is transcendentally advanced can gain direct inspiration from the temple deity, and thus a devotee of the Lord always takes shelter of a recognized temple of the Lord in order to make tangible advancement in transcendental knowledge by the grace of the Lord. Did you hear that? One who is transcendentally advanced can gain direct inspiration from the temple deity. I think all of you are transcendentally advanced, so you'll be able to get some direct inspiration. How many of you want inspiration? Okay. So devotees, they take shelter of some recognized temple, and in order to make tangible advancement, then they serve the deity of the Lord. According to the Brahma Samhita, the Lord has many forms. It is stated therein that the Lord has innumerable forms when He appears within the vision of the living entities, as Lord Krishna actually appeared. All such forms amalgamate with Him. Beside all these infallible forms, He has His universal form, which is called Virata Rupa. Also, we see up to the present day, the Lord's transcendental form is worshipped by devotees in different temples. And all the devotees of the Lord actually realize that the form of the deity in the temple is not different from the form of the Lord. The inconceivable performance of the internal potency of the Lord is described in Bhagavad Gita 7.25. Nahang prakasha sarvasya yoga maya samavritaha. So with our material senses, we're not able to see the Lord. So we can see Him in the nature, in the universal form, or we can see Him in His deity form, or when we get spiritually liberated, then we can actually see the Lord with our own spiritually awakened senses. So until that time, we take advantage of this process where we invite the Lord to come. You see, if you have just put a statue, it's not the same. Statue and deity is different. Many people put statues in their house. But when you have a deity, means you invite the Lord through the authorized process to be present, and then you worship Him. And you ask Him to stay. As long as you worship Him, you want Him to stay. You don't want Him to go away. So just without doing that installation, then a statue is called a bimba or reflection. It's like a picture of the Lord. When you do the installation, then the Lord is actually present. Just like if you put a box up on the street, even if you put post box, but if it's not authorized by the post office, Nobody, the mail will just stay there. It has to be recognized by the post office. So this system we're going to do is to recognize the deities from the center of Krishna. So these are the expansion of Krishna, his personal presence in a visible form. So hope now you understand something about the system of deity installation and why we worship a deity and why a deity is not an idol but actually the Lord himself. Any questions?